Hello, listeners. You're listening to Earth Matters, recorded in the studios in 3CR on the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung country and broadcast right across the continent via the Community Radio Network. I'm your co-host, Kieran Stewart-Asherton, and today we're going to be talking a bit about what's been happening over on Guggafa country. For those who don't know where Guggafa country is, it's over in South Australia, up around the northern and western part of the state. So today we're going to be talking a bit about what's been happening over there, especially in regards to Southern Launch. Now, if you don't know what Southern Launch is, they are a company that makes a range of rockets and similar systems, and they have a testing range out there on Guggafa country. Now, well, the reason we're talking about this today is two reasons. One, their testing that they're having out on Guggafa country is having a major impact on the environment and ecosystem out there. But it's also having quite an impact on First Nations culture, First Nations heritage, and the First Nations community generally speaking out there. Now, to start off the program, I'm going to play a recording from Guggafa Elder Arnie Sue Hasseldine, who is out there right now at the moment, actually, out on country, fulfilling her cultural duties out there, and also trying to stop the launches that Southern Launch is doing. Before I play that audio, though, I just want to give the listeners a bit of background around who Arnie Sue is. Now, I was hoping originally to get Arnie Sue on the program today. Unfortunately, where she is out there, out on Guggafa country, out in this testing range, there isn't very good reception, unfortunately. Like, it's a bit of a reception black spot. So, unfortunately, I couldn't get her to join us on the show today. But, I do have some audio that she managed to send through that I'm going to play soon. And I've also got some media releases and statements that I'm going to read out on her behalf. Before I do any of that, though, I just want to give you a bit of background to who Arnie Sue is. So Arnie Sue was born back in 1951 on the Coonabin Mission out there in so-called South Australia. And she is actually a survivor of the Australian government and the UK and US government's nuclear testing programs that happened during the 1950s out in South Australia. Now, these nuclear testing programs, they're quite devastating, not only to the environment, the ecosystem, but also the First Nations communities that lived out in those areas. Arnie Sue has also been somebody who's done quite a lot of campaigning and organizing and activism around nuclear weapons. She has, addressed the United Nations and, she's spent quite a lot of her life fighting the mining of uranium out on her country, as well as nuclear weapons testing, not only here in so-called Australia, but right across the world. And in fact, she's actually a Nobel Peace Prize recipient as a result of her work around nuclear weapon prohibition. So, she's done quite a lot of really important work around this sort of stuff. Not only that, there is also a documentary called Native Title Rockets, which looks at the fight that Arnie Sue has been waging against these multi-billion dollar weapons industries and, multi-million dollar weapons companies. Quite an inspiring aunt. She's, very staunch, very proud in her culture and in her identity, and has done a really, really done a lot of really amazing and really impactful and great work around not only nuclear weapons, but the weapons industry in general, and trying to stop that and trying to, trying to wind back the amount of weapons that come out of Australia and Australia's role on that global weapons stage, which is, quite a major role, especially over the last few years. But yeah, I'm going to go to this recording that I mentioned earlier and let Arnie Sue speak for herself about what's been happening out there on Gugufa Country.
My name's Sue Hazeldine. At the moment I'm sitting on country because I had to come out and do some cultural maintenance work on country. And while I was out here, word of mouth came through that Southern Launch is planning a return from Varda and a launch from the Canadian company. There's been no warning. There's been no warning, no contact, nothing. We had to get it from other people that we were in danger because they've got, you know, they don't know where their rockets are going to land and what else it's going to do. But I'm sitting on one of the major sites out on country trying to protect what we have of our culture and our land. And we just can't stop, even though the fight's gone on for years. First it was against miners, and now it's against rocket launchers and government, ADF, you name it, all the war-mongering people, all wanting to test their rockets on country. And Varda, message for you. If you want to send your rockets off from America, then land them back on America. Don't come and desecrate our country. You're not welcome. Southern Launch, you're not welcome. This country does not welcome warfare. It does not welcome weapons of mass destruction, which you are eventually will be making, that will go somewhere and kill innocent people. I'm sitting on country and I'm scared because I've got family and friends out here with me and they are actually in danger as well. What do we do? How often do we have to keep fighting? How long? Just to protect what little bit of culture and country we have left from greedy people. And the biggest weapon that people like Southern Launch and the government and everybody have against us is their money. Because they're splitting our communities, they're splitting our people, they're offering poor people money to destroy country, people that don't even bother to come out here anyway, and they claim country through native title, which is another big evil that's been imposed on us. The native title has done nothing but split families and communities. You've got no rights, we've got no rights to protect our country under native title or any other way except for the way we're doing it, by coming on country and looking after it, keeping our water holes clean for the animals that live out here too. And they're in danger as well. The birds, everything. Our bush medicine, our bush tucker, our spirituality, everything is in danger of destruction because of man's greed. How do we keep going? How do we get the message across? No, no more. Leave us alone now with our land. Leave it alone for the next generations. Because they got to have somewhere too, somewhere that's meaningful to them. Not just a home in a town. They've got to have their land and their culture to be able to survive in a harsh world. Just stop it. Go away. Take all your cronies with you. And as for the government of Australia, you don't own this land. You never have. It was never ceded by our ancestors, and I haven't ceded it either. Every time you wheel and deal with other companies, you are wheeling and dealing in stolen real estate and destroying the culture of the people that actually own the country. So how about you wake up too? I've got lots of young friends that will help me to protect country and my family, and I'm very grateful for that, because without their help I would really be struggling. And if they can help me protect this country, which they are doing, I say thank you. People all over the world need to know that don't send your rocket people over here. Keep them in your own country. If you don't want them, let them know. But I most certainly don't want them here. I do not want the destruction that they will cause and the heartache. all the things that will come with it. This is like Maralinga too, because they, when they set the bombs off at Maralinga, they knew people were on country. They didn't care. I've already had one rocket go over the top of my head. They didn't care. So what are they going to do now? Just send another one and either hit or miss us? But country must be protected. And I'm so grateful for the people who helped me do it. Thank you.
That was a recording that was made earlier in the week by Gugafer Elder Aunty Sue Hasseldine. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Earth Matters. And today we're talking about Southern Launch and the rocket testing that they're doing out on Gugafer country out in what's now known as South Australia, in particular out in the western parts of South Australia. Now, this is quite a it's quite a major issue because, you know, as we just heard, it's something that is really impacting culture out there. But not only that, it's also putting a lot of people in actual danger. Like there's, you know, literal direct danger here. They're launching rockets over the top of First Nations people and their allies who are out on country doing much needed cultural work. Now, if you're a regular listener of the show, you might have heard a few months back, I interviewed Manju, a friend and comrade of mine who does a lot of work with ICAN, which is one of the anti-nuclear weapons organizations. She also does quite a lot of work with Aunty Sue out there on country. And if you tuned into that episode, if you didn't, I'll give you a quick recap. You know, on that episode, we talked a bit about the work that they actually do out there, the cultural work. And one of the main things that they do out there is they clean what's known as rock holes. Now, to explain this a bit better, because, you know, rock holes is a pretty random kind of term if you're not used to it. Out there in South Australia, it's quite dry and arid country out on Gugafer country. And there is certain spots out there on country that have these, they're kind of like natural rock pools where rainwater catches. And these rock holes, they're one of the only, if not the only, source of drinking water out there for a lot of the wildlife that lives out there, a lot of the native animals. Now, Gugafer people have had a cultural duty to look after and take care of these rock holes going back, you know, tens of thousands of years, if not longer. And, you know, part of that is making sure that they regularly clean these out because, you know, every so often you might get an animal that might fall in there or might die in there. And as a result, you know, their body starts to decay in there and it actually pollutes the water and makes it undrinkable for the other wildlife around the area. So part of their cultural duty is to go out and clean out these rock holes, make sure that there's, you know, no dead animals and dead plant matter and whatever else in there that could poison the water and make it undrinkable for other native animals. You know, and as a result of this, that there's actually, you know, actually been able to be quite a lot of very unique native animals that have continued to survive out there for thousands of years. Without this cultural duty, you know, there's a great chance that quite a lot of these animals might not have been able to survive out in that environment. Now, in particular, where they're doing this launching, where Southern Launch is doing all this rocket testing and launching, it is out in the West Mallee area, and it's actually home to quite a unique ecosystem called a stunted Mallee woodland. Now, this ecosystem has, you know, quite a lot of very unique animals. You know, quite often when people think about the desert and they think about arid areas, they often make the mistake of thinking that these areas aren't home to an abundance of wildlife. But the fact is, you know, they quite often are home to an abundance of wildlife. You know, quite an abundance of native plants and animals out there. And very unique ecosystems as well. You know, the kind of ecosystems that you won't find anywhere else on the continent. And in fact, anywhere else in the world quite often. Now, in particular, out where this launching is happening, there is quite a few species that are already either vulnerable or endangered. Species like the sandhill dunnet, which is a tiny little marsupial, pardon me, which is a tiny little marsupial that lives out there. There's also stuff like the Mallee fowl. There's the Mallee emu wren. And there's also a bunch of other animals that are a bit more widespread across the continent, but are facing either becoming endangered or vulnerable. So, you know, stuff like the Fawny Devil, for example. Now, all of these animals can be found out there in this unique ecosystem. And for quite a lot of them, it's, you know, one of the only places on the continent where you can still find these animals. You know, animals like the Mallee Fowl and the Mallee Emu Wren, for example, two birds, as well as the Sandhill Dunnet. Now, when these rockets are tested out there, they don't just threaten the people that are out there doing cultural business out on country, but they also threaten this environment. And, you know, not just because when they fall, you know, there's a risk that they might fall on some of these endangered animals or whatever else, but they're actually major bushfire risks out there. And because it is quite dry and arid country, you know, when you've got these rockets coming down, they're very hot. Quite often they're still, you know, on fire or emitting fire from them. And they land out in these stunted Mallee woodlands and they can set fire to the whole place. And because it is so dry and so arid out there, if these fires do take hold, they just wipe out everything, you know, everything in their path. There's no opportunity for the native animals out there to actually escape these wildfires if they take off. And, you know, there's quite a lot of vulnerable and endangered species out there. And in fact, there's probably a lot of species out there that, you know, haven't even been documented yet by Western science and biology. You know, a lot of species that aren't classified by, you know, these settler institutions. So, you know, there's a lot of risk that happens to the ecosystem out there. But, yeah, also, you know, just as important, there's a major risk for the people who are out there on country doing that cultural work. You know, there's a risk that they'll get caught up in these wildfires. There's a risk that these rockets might actually land on top of them. And when this testing is happening, you know, the Southern Launch and, you know, the other associated corporations that work with them, they're not doing their due diligence and they're actually neglecting to properly inform people like Aunty Sue that these testings are going to take place, which puts their lives at risk. And, you know, I just want to take this moment as well to note just how staunch and how brave and how amazing people like Aunty Sue are for, you know, continuing to put themselves on the line. You know, this is somebody who has, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, who was very much impacted by the nuclear testing back in the 1950s when she was just a child. You know, she was impacted by those testings and, you know, what a major thing to be impacted by as well. Like, I couldn't personally imagine what it would be like to be near to a nuclear weapons test when it goes off and to have those kind of impacts. And, you know, no doubt it's had a lot of impact on her health over her lifetime as a result of all the radiation and fallout and stuff. But, you know, to go through something as traumatic as that, but then to still have the staunchness and the courage and the bravery and, you know, the commitment to culture to still continue to go out into these places that are quite dangerous where they're testing rockets and whatever else, and to, you know, go out there and try and prevent it and to go out there and, you know, fulfill your cultural duties. You know, it's quite an amazing, you know, it's very brave and it's very staunch and, you know, it's something that I respect quite a lot about Aunty Sue. She's, you know, quite an amazing aunt in this regard, in many regards, really, but in particular in this regard. But yeah, one other thing I just want to touch on as well before I go any further on the show. If you are listening and you're wondering how you can help, there is actually a Chuffed fundraiser that is happening at the moment to try and support the work that Aunty Sue is doing out there. It's called the West Mallee Protection Fund. If you just Google West Mallee Protection Fund, it should be one of the top results that pops up. It's a Chuffed fundraiser, and they're looking to raise $50,000. At the moment, they're sitting around $16,000, so, you know, they're still only about a third of the way through what they're looking to raise. Not even that, really. But, yeah, so if you've got some time, if you've got a couple of dollars, please do head to that website, donate whatever you can, you know, whether it's $2, whether it's $20, whether it's $200, you know, anything you can spare. This is a much-needed fundraiser. It's, you know, very important work, both culturally as well as in terms of climate and ecosystem and environment. So, yeah, I'm just going to take this opportunity to really push that. You know, this is how you can actually support the work that Aunty Sue is doing. Go and donate some money and redistribute some of your funds to that work. Another thing I wanted to just mention as well, just in regards to Southern Launch, they market themselves as a company that does a lot of logistical stuff around space launches. In particular, when you look at their PR, they're really pushing the angle of, you know, space travel and all this other sort of stuff. But what they hired is that they've actually got quite an involvement with the military-industrial complex. Quite a lot of the rockets and the rocket systems that they test end up being used in missiles and, you know, similar explosive rockets that are used in wars. And they're used to, you know, essentially kill people and to displace people and to destroy infrastructure right across the world. So, you know, it's something that is, in that regard also, you know, it's something that is very important to try and stand up against and to try and stop. You know, we really have to oppose Southern Launch because, you know, they're not just this friendly space travel organization that they might market themselves to be. They're actually a part of the military-industrial complex. And, you know, as we know, the military and wars are the number one contributor to stuff like climate change and to ecosystem collapse and environmental degradation. So, you know, Southern Launch is very tied into this big, massive system that is causing climate change and causing the collapse of ecosystems and environments right across the globe. So on that regard as well, it's, you know, also something to really push back against and to really try and call out here. Now, I want to read out a media release from Aunty Sue as well, just talking a bit about what's been happening out there. Now, this is a media release that went out a few days ago on the 19th of November. So Aunty Sue is traveling with up to four generations of her family, as well as friends, within Yambara and Yelabina several times annually, camping out on country to fulfill cultural obligations and maintain the sacred sites within the area. She entered the parks for one of these trips on the 15th of November 2025. She was then shocked on Sunday the 16th of November when word of mouth alerted her to another planned Varda payload return and rocket launches this week. Aunty Sue contacted Southern Launch, the Australian Space Agency, and other relevant government authorities on Sunday the 16th of November, asking for confirmation and further details regarding the planned dates for the impending launches and return. She received a response from Lloyd Damp, the Southern Launch CEO, late in the day on Tuesday the 19th of November, which did not respond to her request for details, nor address the safety concerns she raised. This is a quote from Aunty Sue. "We did not see any signage put up by the Department of Environment and Water or anyone, despite entering the park only a matter of days before its partial closure. We were unaware of any planned park closures." End quote. The National Parks and Wildlife Service, South Australia, noticed, referenced by Lloyd Damp, was only published on the website on the 17th of November 2025, the very same day that the park closure began. However, no specific reason for the park closure is listed, only that it is closed for public safety. Southern Launch made an application for a temporary restricted area for two suborbital rocket launches from the Coonabba Test Range between the 6th of November 2025 and the 30th of November 2025. Their application on Australian Government Aviation State Engagement Forum website states that launch schedule updates will be published on Southern Launch's website in the lead up to the launch period. Despite this, Southern Launch has failed to publish any information regarding the launches on the upcoming missions page of their website. Further, a question arises whether the Australian Space Agency's Flight Safety Code applies and has been complied with. Sections 3.44 and 3.48 of the Flight Safety Code state that a launch should not proceed unless individuals within the drop zone or landing site have been informed of the launch and its nominal impact time and location. In May 2024, Aunty Sue was within the Coonabba Test Range when Southern Launch, in partnership with German company High Impulse once again risked her safety by launching a rocket while knowing of her presence within the range. Another quote from Arnie Sue. Southern Launch, you're not welcome. This country does not welcome warfare. It does not welcome weapons of mass destruction that will go somewhere and kill innocent people. End quote. Arnie Sue's supporters rallied in Adelaide at the Australian Space Agency and in Sydney at Tim Eyre's office on Monday the 17th of November of this year, calling for a halt to Southern Launch's activities and demanding further details regarding the secretive launches. Tim Ayres is a responsible minister for the Space Act, and under this act, a permit is required for any launch. Where deemed appropriate, Tim Ayres is required to publish launch permit decisions and outcomes on the Australian Space Agency website. The permit approval process requires updated information of exact launch dates, which is crucial public safety information. I have another quote from Arnie Sue. This area is inhabited by Gugufa people who travel regularly to maintain cultural responsibility to many sacred sites in the Seven Sisters songline. It is a vital home for threatened species and traditional food and medicine, and is there to be shared and protected for future generations. My country is not a military zone. It is an important place, culturally, spiritually, and environmentally. We have been battling for a long time for the protection of country, and this battle continues here today. Any company or government agency that decides they are going to use my country as their playground for warfare, for testing war materials, they're not welcome. End quote. So, the media release finishes up with a tiny little bit about Arnie Sue, which I mentioned at the start of the program, but I'm just going to mention again, in case you've only just tuned in. Arnie Sue is a senior Gugufa elder. She is president of the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance and a Nobel Peace Prize recipient who has travelled to the United Nations to build a global ban on nuclear weapons. She is a leader in environmental and cultural protection who received the Premier's Award for Excellence in Indigenous Leadership back in 2007 and the Jill Hudson Award for Environmental Protection in 2018. We're out of time on today's show, but again, you can find that fundraiser I mentioned earlier by googling West Mallee Protection Fund. Quick shout out to the Community Broadcasting Federation. You've been listening to Earth Matters.